We can mention it. We can just mention how transitioning out of it.
How good it was, and it did nothing for us.
Yeah, but the same way, you know, I certainly could have put more effort into it, you know. Yeah. That's like the
true
that's just my life.
You know, like, true.
I could put more effort into my life.
I could put more effort into my life.
And,
you know,
probably reap some rewards.
It's true.
But man, I tried super hard to get on Wheel of Fortune. So,
and you did.
Anything's possible.
And see, you did. Yep. You still have no idea when you go, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's why Jay Leno's going to happen. I got to do is try.
Did the letter say, like, we'll see you in less than a year? Or, like, can it be any time in the future?
Yeah, and they said that, like, at the callbacks. Yeah. Like, you'll get a letter, and if you get the letter, you'll either get a letter or you won't.
Right.
And if you don't...
You're not in.
You're not in.
Right.
But if you get a letter, that means you're going to be in the pool of contestants, and you may get called. You'll get called, and it says sometime in the 18 months. It doesn't normally take nearly that long, but
it could take a year and a half for you to get on the show.
Mainly, I think that's if you have to cancel for a reason,
gotcha.
You know, or two. Like they have to, which they say, don't sweat it. Like if you're sick that day, or something happens, you can't get out of work, or you have. You know.
So, like, either way, you're on. Like,
yeah, they said we'll reschedule you to come back on in the next year and a half.
Nice. Where does it film? L.A.?
In
Burbank?
Burbank, I think. Yeah, I think in Burbank. Sony Picture Lot. And Sony is NBC, right? Like, I think they're connected to them.
Sony
Pictures.
No, I don't think so, because Universal is NBC.
You're right. Isn't Sony connected to a major network, like one of the big three?
It's not Fox. It's not
Disney.
Maybe CBS. If it would be any of them, it would be CBS.
Which makes sense, kind of, I guess.
Because NBC is Universal. Fox is its own thing, 20th Century Fox.
ABC is Disney.
ABC is Disney and ESPN and all that. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
CBS is a good guess.
No, dear. No, it has to be Universal because it's NBC show. Why do they film at Sony if it's...
I don't know. Maybe they don't film at Sony, but it's a Sony thing.
Huh.
Maybe
Sony's an offshoot of Universal.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you ever... Did you ever know Tony, who was a wealthy regular at SeaWorld?
Tony. I don't think
so. He would come in... I mean, he did a lot of dolphin show interactions. And he used to be the trainer for the day, where you pay $500 and you're there, and you're there all day.
Hmm.
And you even get to, like, be in the show.
I remember that being a thing.
So Tony did it several times a year.
Got it.
And it was well known he had a lot of money and was an entertainment insider in some capacity.
Oh, nice.
So he sent me a message saying, hey, we do a lot of work with them. Let me know when you're on. And they ask you if someone works for Sony.
Huh.
And I found out later that my neighbor across the street, my other Australian neighbor, works for Sony, like in their video game department.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I believe in the video game department. I got to talk to him.
Some department, yeah.
Man, he's so nice. We chat all the time, but we never get around to what he does.
Yeah.
But anyway, I could see like, oh, my neighbor works at Sony. I forgot to mention that.
Oops. Yeah. They mean like family members or somebody.
I think so, too. Yeah. Yeah, or significant others.
To make sure there's no conflict of interest or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Or nepotism in that form of, that's the right word, right? Nepotism?
Yeah, for getting your family
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my buddy, though, from Australia,
mm-hmm.
who works for Sony, across the street.
Yes.
He is getting us a PlayStation 4 for $140.
What?
Because he works there and he has, like, they give him all, like, one... thing, and it might be a refurbished one,
hey,
but it's perfectly
whatever.
Good. But it's a PS4 with a game.
Nice.
I
got one of those for Christmas too.
Did you?
I'm telling you, dude. I scored.
were you that good a boy?
Apparently, I was. Man,
you must have been very good.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So go down the list. What do you get?
PS4. Hold on.
Because we don't have ours yet, but we're.
Do we want to talk about that right now, or do we want to talk about that in the deal?
Yeah, let's talk about it in the thing, I guess.
Okay,
you know, because we'll just blab on.
Yeah, that's basically what this whole one's going to be anyway.
Goodbye, 2016.
Seriously. Adios.
I want 2016 Welcome. Dead. Happy. I want his family dead. I want to go to his house. I want to piss on his ashes. Name that movie.
That's The Untouchables.
Very good. Very good. I must have made it come to life.
Yes. You needed a baseball bat.
Yep.
But, yeah, so Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first episode of 2017. And everyone seemed very optimistic at the beginning of 2016, and a lot of good that did. Hopefully you weren't a celebrity. Jesus. But we said big things were going to happen for us in 2016. Maybe we were a little a year late. We're a year late.
Not really.
Because I will say...
Oh, did we say we were gonna try? We were gonna get a lost segment in?
I don't think so.
It's 2016.
I don't think so. But we said it was gonna be a big year for us. And as I said, I do remember saying that we were gonna have merch.
Okay.
And we do have mugs available for purchase. Okay. For very expensive as of right now because I have yet to buy them in bulk, but maybe I will. So that did happen, but. It was just like we sensed big things coming, and that was because we had just joined, or we were in the process of joining, a Modern Profession mm-hmm. podcasting network, which RIP to that. That's another casualty of 2016.
Did it start in 2016?
I think so.
Or did it start before that?
I think it was 2016. It might have been before. Because we couldn't have been. Anyway, but all of 2016, I believe we were on Modern Profession Network, including this one's 2017, so no Modern Profession. It's gone. It died. Because the website just died, and it was there for a year. So it must have started very early, or the very end of 2015.
Yep, so all of 2016, every episode was a Modern Profession episode.
Brought to you by Modern Profession. Not anymore. That network fell into disarray of sorts.
But, you know, most of the players that are involved with it, that you know, there were still cohorts.
And, for sure.
And comrades.
Don't stop listening to the podcast, obviously. If you listen to any of those podcasts, continue to support them because they're still all of our podcasting family. It's just the, yet again, so like much with, what Point and Yell, much like yes. Point and Yell, the founders, I guess, two out of the three leaders of Modern Profession were like, we don't want to do podcasts anymore, and so like
they didn't want to do live shows
so that network is disbanded. We're starting yet again another new network, but we don't necessarily have a name or who's going to be involved yet, so that's
we have some things in the works.
Yeah, we do, and this time
it's even more promising.
It seems way more promising.
It seems more promising. You know, and so I mean, again, you know, no disrespect to Adam Connie and Point and Yell. But it feels
good,
like
foot in the door.
It was good. It was good to get started, and then it was like, all right, let's do this thing, Modern Profession. Mm-hmm. And I think that Modern Profession was fine, but we needed a bulldog. We needed somebody who was just really gonna like
take the whip.
Taking these reins, making red coats red with blood stains.
Yeah. Well done.
Yep.
So new things coming in the future. We don't have a name or anything yet. So starting off 2017, independent.
Life's a Binge.
That's
on its own.
Right.
It's a Life's a Binge production.
No network involved. Pretty soon you're going to hear a lot of ads and stuff. And you'll probably get an email from us asking you if you want to be a sponsor. But it's the real deal. Like there's a lot of people in the works involved in this new go-round. Anywho, all that being said, go visit lifesabinge.com for all of your Life's Binge needs and all that good stuff. We have been wonky the past couple weeks. We haven't done any midweeks and recording and everything. But
it's the end of the year. It's time when you revisit everything.
It's very busy. Very
we revisited
busy
Modern Profession. Said screw it.
That's
it's
right.
It's over. It's over.
That's right.
So we're gonna revisit the. We're gonna revisit everything.
Yeah. Anywho, let's.
And I hope you keep me on.
Let's. speaking of, this is gonna be a solo show. Actually, I've been talking to Rich Souble a lot. He's ready to step in.
Yeah. he's been whispering in your ear. You know what this show really needs? Get rid of that BJ. He can't keep a train of thought for nothing.
Hey, I do have to say this show can go on very well without me.
No. Oh man, you know what? Mike Pettner was it's so great.
I didn't get to listen because I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, that's true.
I listened to the very beginning, which was awesome.
So yeah.
But I can tell that it went very well without me.
It went good, but it's not this, you know, Jared, Mike was saying, he's like, I just don't know. He was like at having a little more dilemma while we're recording. He's like, it doesn't feel right. He's like, it's you and BJ. I mean, you and Jared, you know, it's your guys' two dynamics that the show is all about.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, dude, that's awesome. And it's cool because Jared's coming back and we talked, you know, and you were at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was just to kind of get, you know, get Westworld done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you had to. You had to do it. So I'm really excited to watch it so I can listen to that episode.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that being said, let's just go ahead and start our New Year's 2017 episode right meow.
Cool.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
That was a big
exhale of the new year.
That was a big ramble. We did a classic rambling at the beginning there. I don't know when Todd started recording. He's like, oh, we haven't started yet.
It doesn't
matter.
My bad. We'll find a good spot to start it out.
Yeah, he always
He'll
does.
Come in and go, are you guys ready to start? Because here we go.
We're going to hit record right now.
I'm going to hit record.
So Christmas and New Year's has just happened. So I scored fat for Christmas.
Right on.
It was weird. So Samantha's mom and her sister were like, we have no idea what to get you guys for Christmas. What do you guys want? And Samantha said, I forget what she had told them. She said she wanted a bunch of random stuff. And then I was like, I have no idea. Everything I want, I have. Like, I can buy my own stuff. I was like, I don't know. What do I want that I don't have? I was like, a PlayStation 4. Yeah, right. That's impossible. A sewing machine so I could do some more crafty stuff. A record player. Maybe.
Let's play vinyl?
Yep. And like, I said Broadway tickets but Broadway San Diego theater tickets. And I forgot, I threw out a bunch of like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a record player and I got a PlayStation 4 and I got a sewing machine.
You're like a spoiled kid.
It's ridiculous. But... like, it's ridiculous. And like, my brother got me these like brand new pair of Asics because I walk 10 miles a day. And he's right. Like, I thought this would be really practical and da da da. And he like picked out, they're like blue and gray, so they're like postal colors. I was like, that's freaking awesome. That's a great gift.
Are those good walking shoes?
Hell yeah, they are. They're so comfy.
That's good.
Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway,
that's so good.
So I got a bunch of cool stuff. And then I've been going to the thrift stores trying to buy vinyl, like records. And I raided my...
I've got a slew of it, stuff that...
I raided my grandma's stash. She had a bunch of operas and stuff, so I like pulled a bunch of those and like
vinyl is the bomb.
It really is cool. Like it, and maybe it's just like because I remember it from being a kid or whatever. But like something about putting a record on and like doing chores and stuff and just listening to records, like actual vinyl records. I was like, this is great.
It's phenomenal.
Like,
it is,
and
like
so great.
I miss it tremendously.
Yeah.
And our main man Todd LaRoe is a regular vinyl guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably some, I think I could be wrong, some like nerdy technological reason why vinyl sounds so great.
Yeah.
But it does.
It does. It really does sound good.
Sounds so
good. And like
good.
The pops and everything, like when it hits a little spot of dirt or whatever.
Like, it's character. I don't know.
Just, yeah. It's so good. I don't know. Yeah. You technically don't want that there, but... something about it just makes it cool. So yeah, I had a very good Christmas and like got to spend it with my last remaining grandmother who was there. Had a good Christmas. Yeah, I got to see all my family and it was good. Did you have good Christmas?
Christmas was good. Christmas was very good. It was very good. For us personally, it's a somewhat of a humble Christmas.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is fine. But
that's what I couldn't believe, dude. I was like, you guys went way like, God,
yeah.
I was like, you guys, this is not woo. Like it was crazy.
That's
cause,
cool.
Cause Samantha and I spent all of our money on Christmas also,
uh-huh.
But like for the kids and stuff, like we got everyone presents,
right.
But like we spent money on all the kids and like everything.
Right. So we have like the six kids.
Yeah.
We have the three older nieces and nephews and the two younger niece and nephews.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. They're both like one girl and two boys.
Yep.
One boy's the oldest, girl's in the middle, and boy's the youngest. No. Juliet's the youngest. So anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's it was cool. Hung out with the family. My brother
shock roulette.
We didn't play any shock roulette. we made the croissant, like we twist the cans and they pop open.
Oh yeah, those scare me.
I love those.
I love them. It scares me though.
So I bought some because I keep seeing on the internet all these recipes that involve puff pastry.
Okay.
I'm like, what's puff pastry? What's this? Right. And so you get this and you roll it out and you make it into the things. But or you can take it and put sausages in the middle and roll them up.
Oh yeah.
And so we made those. That's the goods. My god, they were good. And then I made some other ones with like put sausage and some cheese in it. And then like I had cooked a bunch of bacon. Like in that halfway it was cooking. While it was cooking, I took some and twisted it into it, and man, so were good.
You made like fast, like because you go like Burger King, you're like, can I get a croissant, witch? But like that's like homemade, like, yeah, it
was
real deal.
It was delicious, like it was delicious. Oh, so yeah. We did that. We watched what was the movie? The Western, the new Western with Denzel Washington.
Hateful Eight?
The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep. And so, which was good. It was entertaining. Nice. Entertaining movie. And then we went over to Andrea's sister's house, played with the kids, and the kids were so great. And they were just, they made me feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the most fun.
Yay! And the oldest one is autistic.
Okay.
And so a lot of times hanging out with him is really challenging.
Yeah.
But this Christmas, this year, he's made like leaps and bounds.
That's fantastic.
And we had such a good time. And he's just laughing and enjoying himself. He had a couple moments of where he gets excited and he'll kind of screech.
Yep.
But for the most part, he was just a super, super kid.
Yep.
And so it was really nice. Great time.
Yeah. We woke up and did Christmas at our house with her mom and sister. Then we left there and went to my mom's house and hung out with my mom, my brother, and my sister and their significant others. My grandma was there also. Then we left there and we went to my dad's house. And then we left my dad's house to go back to my mom's house because my other brother was going over there. And then we left my mom's house and went to her aunt's house and for dinner. And then we left her aunt's house to go to her other aunt's house.
And you went to like 5 places in one day?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Wow. And that's a lot of traveling.
It was. But it was great because we got to see everybody.
That's cool.
And it was just, yeah. It sounds like a lot, and it is, but it was like, it was awesome.
It was cool.
I'm lucky that all my family is, my immediate family is here.
Mm-hmm, close
and
by.
Like all of her immediate family is right here also. So like the farthest we had to go was A, to my dad's house in Alpine, which isn't that far, and then B, to her aunt's house at the end of the day in Encinitas, which again, not that far.
Yeah.
So it was a lot, but it was great.
That's cool. So my brother Tony, five-time 5.25 time guest on Life's a Binge.
That's right.
He got me a good gift.
Okay.
He got me a very good gift.
Yeah.
So as we know, we talked about it, had a whole episode. The Cubs won the World Series.
Yep.
So in the shit that was 2016.
Oh yeah.
There were a couple of really good
highlights. There was a couple
good
of great
highlights.
Moments.
And the Cubs win the World Series was definitely one.
Oh yeah.
He got me a Cubs jersey. Now not the $180
right.
official one, but a very nice facsimile.
Yes.
Button up white pinstripe Cubs jersey.
Nice.
Made in the number one with Cardinal on the back. Because Jose Cardinal was my very first favorite player as a kid.
That's awesome.
And so it was very, very sweet and very touching.
Yeah.
And he also got me like 2 like Jose Cardinal baseball cards, like in plastic,
so cool.
Like in a thing, and then a blue Cubs championship shirt to kind of wear under it. So that was really cool. And I put it on, and a Cubs hat. And so I put it all on. It looked freaking fantastic. It looked so good. I was like, oh, God.
You're like, Tony, you, sir, are the man.
Yeah, I was like, well done.
See, that's kind of stuff I love, where it's like,
yeah.
Like, everyone would be like, Cardinal, why does that guy have a Cardinal shirt?
Yeah.
Like, who likes that guy? And, like, you know what I mean? But, like, Tony's like, oh, BJ's going to love the crap out of this.
Yeah,
like, this
I
is
did.
His guy.
And I
like,
did.
Yeah.
I did. And he had this big afro, and so his little hat Like his, I mean, his normal size hat, but he mm-hmm. wears a hat, but his big Cocoa Puff afro would stick out of the side
That's
of it.
That's fantastic.
And so it's kind of like a, you know, just like a iconic, for me anyway, this iconic image of an afro sticking out of a baseball hat.
That's so good.
So it's also awesome. I've referenced and we played All the Way by by Eddie Vedder.
Yep.
So there's a live version of Eddie Vedder playing that song. And he's wearing a Cubs jersey, and he explains this was given it to him by his friend Jose Cardinal, and which just blew
it
my
just
mind.
Ties
dude.
It all.
Yeah,
in.
I was like, "Are you kidding me, dude? You like Jose Cardinal?" So
that's,
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
ties it all together, man.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Eddie Vedder.
You mentioned it that there was a crap storm of a year. 2016.
No one noticed that it was a really shit year.
It sucked, man. So many things. I even forgot. But okay, did you know that David Bowie died on January 10th?
No.
It seems like it was not that long ago to me.
Right.
Because I pulled up a list.
Oh, good.
And it's ridiculous. Like, I don't have the list that I just copied all the names and how old they were, mm-hmm. but I don't have the dates. But the list of what it's called as notable celebrities who died, according to CNN, and there's a list of 136 of them.
136?
Yeah, and those are just like the big names that you might know. And then there's like a secondary list that has more, which is 16, I think, that I have written down. But the first big one was Bowie. That was January 10th. Like, it was nuts. And that started, like, the whole shebang. I'm not going to read all 136 of these. I'm just going to name a few.
All right.
David Bowie, Harper Lee, writer of...
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Alan Rickman, Renee Angeli, who is Celine Dion's husband.
Okay. Didn't mean anything to me, but...
Yep. Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, that's sad. Fish.
Yep. Let's see. Gary Shandling.
That one seemed like... I barely remember that happening.
Yep.
And then I was like, later this year, after all that, I was like, oh, don't forget Gary Shandling. I was like,
yep.
He died?
Oh, yeah. Merle Haggard, big country music guy. Doris Roberts. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Yep. China, WWF wrestler.
Yeah.
She died, and then right after Prince died. So I didn't even know that China died because
I kind of remember China dying.
Yep.
Like almost like the day before? Or was
something like that.
Like really
close. Right before. Yeah. And then Prince was a big one.
Very big.
Gordie Howe, hockey player. Right,
didn't even remember that.
Right before Muhammad Ali.
I remember that.
Yep. That's why that got overshadowed.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali. Christina Grimmie. She was 22. She was the girl that was really big on The Voice, and then she had a concert and one of her fans killed her. That was like what was big about that.
I don't even remember that.
Yep, that was crazy. Anton Yelchin.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Killed by his car.
Yep. Like I said, I'm skipping over a lot of people. Frank Sinatra Jr. died.
Mm.
Pat Summitt died.
Let's see. That's kind of sad in the sports world.
I'm skipping over a whole lot of people.
I mean,
here.
136.
I'm now down to 88, and we're at Gene Wilder, Ken Howard.
And that one kind of went past me too. But I used to watch The White Shadow like a lot. That was my favorite show as a kid.
Yep. Kimbo Slice, Edward Albee.
Didn't even remember Kimbo Slice.
Nope.
Edward Albee, I remember because Matt Thompson wrote a piece.
Yep.
Very nice.
Jose Fernandez, pitcher. Died 24 years old.
Did you? So hold on that one a second. Remember where that one is.
Yep.
So,
I will highlight it.
As you know, I get the MLB package every year.
Yep.
Big baseball fan.
Oh, yeah.
And this baseball year was about as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best freaking baseball year of all time.
It was pretty good.
It was so good.
Pretty good.
Like when we're starting to get sad, we got to start talking about baseball.
For the Padres, though. Woof. But,
except if you're a Padre fan. But for me... But man alive.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Now, that the
Jose Fernandez thing.
Yes.
Yes.
This is so crazy.
Yeah.
And so, all right. So, young kid dies. Mm-hmm. Star pitcher. Star pitcher.
Oh,
a stud star pitcher.
Wasn't he rookie of the year? He won rookie
maybe
of the year.
Maybe so. One of the best pitchers in the league.
Super crazy good. Yep.
They have, you can watch any game on the package.
Yeah.
So, So I watched the next day to watch the ceremony that they do.
Oh man!
And they have it's deadly silent in this
Miami
in the baseball stadium. Yeah. It's full.
Yeah.
And they have microphones on it, and they have it's a very intimate look at these teammates, really really mourning and paying respect, in a very you felt like you were involved in it.
Yeah.
In this homage to their fallen friend.
Yeah.
That was so, so moving to watch. And then the first batter of the game for the Marlins hits a home run.
Yeah, cranked one.
And it's the most moving thing I've ever seen. He's bawling his eyes out as he's running around the bases. Like, it's like a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
And it was really sad, but like just so touching and uplifting, I felt.
Yeah.
Just there that display of love and pain and loss.
I do remember that image of him like crying as he's mm-hmm. running around the bases.
Oh,
it was
my
very
Lord.
Somebody snapped a really good picture of that.
Yeah.
Jose Fernandez. Arnold Palmer was right after that.
Went right by me. Right by me.
Yep. Leonard Cohen.
That one I caught.
Yep. Let's see. Florence Henderson.
Kind of.
Carol Brady.
That kind of went by me too.
The big one. I didn't know this. Dave Mira. Do you know who Dave Mira is? Big BMX guy.
I have heard the name before.
Record. He's like a pioneer in the X Games.
He could have been that old.
He's 41.
Dave Mira. Of what?
Don't know.
Okay.
I just have their age. That's all I copied. I saw this one popped up and I was like, what? But then it says Will Smith, but then it says New Orleans Saints player. He was 34. I thought I was like Will Smith. Where was I?
What did he die of? I remember a player name. I remember Will Smith, a player in the NFL. I didn't really remember that he died.
Then we have Alan Thicke,
which was recently
69. That was just recently. Yep, these are December now. Alan Thicke, Zsa Gabor, which I didn't hear about, but she died. We have George Michael,
mm-hmm.
Carrie Fisher. Debbie Reynolds. And those are just wham, bam, bam, back to back
and
to back.
As we're recording, this is the 29th.
Yep.
So we got two
couple
more days.
Couple more days.
So for fuck's sake, I hope there's nothing like major that we that happens between now and the time we release this.
And those are just like the actors and musicians and sports people. Then there's the list that has like Nancy Reagan, Janet Reno, Fidel Castro, John Glenn. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But just, dude, the Carrie Fisher thing, that was freaking rough. Because the day after Debbie Reynolds, that's her mom, like, golly, how does that even happen?
I've heard stories lots and lots of times, for like an old couples.
Right.
Where, you know, one dies and then the other one dies right after.
Yeah, they just can't deal. Yeah. Where it's that whole broken heart thing, like.
Yeah, and
you
that's
know,
real.
That's a real,
real
thing.
It's absolutely real, and I think that I can only imagine that you know that you should never have to bury a child,
right?
And so I'm sure like that was probably enough for her to I'm done with this. Yeah.
Well,
it's like pulling yourself out of a dream. Yep. I think you know. It's like, you know what? I've seen enough.
I'm done.
I'm just gonna go ahead and pull myself out. Of
it. And not only that, but like my grandma passed this just recently. Also,
just
so like this year sucked as far as like people dying. Like there was just a lot of death, and then you had the election in there, and that was a stressful time.
That made the whole year shitty.
Right. So you're just watching this like horribleness unfold.
For a year and a half. Like,
yeah, you're just like enough
forever.
With Hillary and enough with Trump and just enough with these two people. And then you just hear about, oh, guess what Hillary did this time? And then it was like, oh, and by the way, David Bowie's dead. Oh, and guess what Trump just said? Oh, by the way, Alan Rickman's dead. Hey, guess what? You got Hillary again with some emails. Oh, and by the way, Jose Fernandez died. You're just like, ah! You're just sitting in front of the TV like,
yeah,
what is going on? And like, people on Facebook were just like fuming and like, if people were fighting with each other and like family members are getting so pissed at each other and then you're watching your family fight on Facebook and then like a random friend pops up like R.I.P. Anton Yelkin. You're like, what? Like What do you mean, RIP? How did he die? He stepped out of his car to check his mail, and the car rolled and pinned him against his own mailbox, and he died. Like, how does that happen?
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, 2016. Like, there's so many, like, weird, random things. And then, like I said, I don't even remember Chyna dying. And, like, she was a bit, like, when I was watching wrestling, like, she was a superstar when I was, in like, really into wrestling. And, like, I don't even remember her dying because it was right, Prince just, like, whoosh, like, Prince just overshadowed everything for a while.
I mean, definitely for me it did.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That was, you know, of course, we did a whole episode about Prince.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw somebody's like home video of kind of themselves recording themselves in the car.
Yeah.
And it was like a meme, you know, me after Prince, you know,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
And I was like, and you just see it. It's like, this is the same thing for like million people or so, like are doing the exact same thing. Just weeping,
mourning.
Mourning
and paying tribute the best way they can, and
you know, it's funny, like that whole, for like 4 days, I recorded so much video, like in my car.
Oh yeah,
listening to 92.5 because they had
the Prince marathon.
They had the Prince for a full week or so. Like,
yep.
they had it on, so it was all Prince all day long for all that time, and especially like right afterwards. They'd play a song and it would just like trigger something and but then I'd be happy and I'd be singing and like, oh man, you know, like the connection that you had with people. And but then so yeah, that was pure shit.
Oh yeah, it was rough. There was I saw this meme or this post. I couldn't find it. I just tried to find it. But to paraphrase it, it was like, David Bowie has created an alternate universe and he's handpicking people one by one.
Right. Yeah.
Where it's like he's created Utopia and he's selecting people one by one.
Yeah.
And so it's like Alan Rickman and Prince and Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds and like all these like huge influential people. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Where you're like, what about Dick Cheney? What about Ted Nugent?
Right.
What about these other people?
Yeah.
You know,
nope. So. Just fine. Just fine and dandy. Yeah. Like the Westboro Baptist Church guys.
Right,
still
exactly.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't have Prince anymore.
He's
but that guy can go protest all these celebrity deaths.
Yeah. Fags must die or something or whatever it is.
It's like, come on, that guy's still with us? And if there's any Westboro Baptist Church fans out there that are listening to us right now, go fuck yourselves. We don't need your downloads in the first place. And I don't swear on this show. And I, those guys suck.
Sure you don't.
Right. I swear all the time. I say we don't. But hey, every once in a while you need one.
You do.
If you don't use it all the time, then when you use it, it works.
You won't know how to say it.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it was just drama after drama.
So, but there were some like good things this year.
Mm-hmm.
So personally,
yeah.
Like I mentioned, the Cubs were fantastic.
That was really awesome for everybody.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Like I said, in the midst of all the bull crap that was going on, like
the baseball World Series itself was phenomenal.
It brought everyone together.
It did.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Especially the way that game played out, where it went to seven games.
Yeah. And then
went to extra innings in the seventh
game.
With
the rain delay and everything about it. It was just like, this is crazy.
And Cleveland tied the game in the eighth inning with a three-run home run off the closer. Like, LeBron James was jumping out of his skin.
Yeah, it was
the entire city was going bananas.
It was crazy. That was great.
It was, so that was tremendous. And speaking of LeBron James, the NBA playoffs – and him winning the championship for Cleveland over the highly favored Golden State Warriors was
also cool.
Was very cool to watch. And that came down to game seven, and it came down to the last 30 seconds of the whole game.
Yep.
And it was, you know, and he made a block and his trademark chase him down block. And that was a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
So sports wise, that was good. I can't tell you who won the Stanley Cup this year.
I should know.
I expect Todd to shout it out.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I should know, but I don't remember.
It wasn't San. It wasn't the Sharks, was it? No.
No. I think they were playing
the Lightning.
I don't even know. I'm terrible. Yeah, I'm terrible. I forgot. Too many things have rotted my brain this year. But then,
So there was that.
Yeah.
So there was baseball.
Yes.
And at the time in April, before 2016 really played itself out to be the unholy terror bitch that it is, it was still like almost not a blessing, but it was still like there was a lot of good that came out of Prince dying personally, like just the connections that you'd reconnected with people about stuff, and there was a lot this year, a lot of telling people close to you. You love them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hugging folks, you know, that happened several times this year over different events.
True story.
That was like, I love you. I'm, you know, I didn't say it. Don't say it enough.
Right.
I just want you to know you're important to me. So a lot of that happened. This year, my nephew's football team, like, pulled off what some sports writer, which it might have been like a USD sports writer, but they called it one of the biggest upsets in college football history, for them to win a playoff game as an unscholarshiped school, to beat a scholarship school, to move on in the FCS playoffs, was fantastic and fantastic to watch, especially with my nephew being the quarterback.
Yes, which is phenomenal.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool. And I'm watching it on national television, which is awesome. That was really cool. What else was great this year? Seeing my other big brother, Brian Hawkins, came to town. I hadn't seen him in probably 30 years, and he used to live with us as a kid.
That's awesome.
So that was cool. My dad turned 80. That was cool.
Also cool.
We had family reunion in July. That was cool. So that was cool.
Yeah.
I had to go help my sisters and mom move. That wasn't so cool. In fact, that was straight up miserable.
Yeah, you did not have a good time there. I remember that. Woof.
That was one of the many shit Sundays that we all ate, that I ate on. But it worked out.
All of my crap Sundays came from being a Chargers fan.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ouch.
And they gave it up in some miraculous ways.
Oh, yeah.
Not only that, but lose a game.
They lost to the Browns. The Browns, who can't win a football game to save their lives in like 2 years, beat the Chargers.
Did you see Rich Soublé? Rich Soublé, guest of the show.
Yep.
Put a very good post up. He's like, 2 Star Wars movies have been released between Brown wins.
Yes, like, 2 of them. And they lost to the Chargers.
Oh,
yeah,
that
Chargers
hurts.
Beat them. Yeah. No, they lost. Chargers lost to the Browns.
We go for one more Star Wars movie
to
get released before the next Browns win.
Ugh.
But
stupid Chargers. Golly. They are terrible.
And they may be gone.
And the Chargers are my teams, and they are the worst. Yuck.
Well, the Padres are at least safe.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. The Chargers, maybe. I don't know why they would. I don't see them leaving.
I hope
the
they
city's
don't.
Like, we'll let you rent Qualcomm for $1 a year.
That's what they offered?
Yes. $1.
Even if they do refurbishing.
$1
because they do need to do some
year.
Refurbishing for it.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. I don't know. I just heard that they're letting them rent it for $1. Yeah, anyway. What? Well, I thought I had something else to say. Maybe not.
Anyway, out of the bad stuff and out of the good stuff for this show.
A lot of good media has come out. Movies.
We had another season of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Which was a lot of fun.
HBO dominated this year with Game of Thrones and Westworld, which I need to watch, but that was pretty on point.
Yeah.
Movies. There was a ton of good movies that came out. Marvel. I forget which other ones. What came out this year? Was Civil War this year? That was this year.
I think it was this year. Because it's on Netflix now.
Civil War is?
Yeah. And
yes.
I just watched it today. And let me say.
Oh, man, I got to watch it again.
It's better than I remember in the theater.
That's exciting.
Like I was watching it today, and I was like, because I liked it in the theater. But I remember, we talked about it a little bit, that the whole concept of, I don't want
my
heroes fighting each other.
Right.
That's just not appealing to me.
Correct.
So if I let that go,
right,
and just go along with the story, it's a very good smart story.
Yep.
That has some very true and deeper undertones.
Oh yeah,
social political undertones.
Especially now with like the whole registration and all that crap and woof.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good, and I know that, that's you know that's the storyline that's been in the comics you know for a while.
Yep.
So that was good. Batman versus Superman. It's have you watched it yet?
No.
I have, and I remember thinking it's pretty good, and I'm thinking.
I don't have desire.
That it's not so great. It's
yeah. I just don't have a desire. Nothing about it. Nothing about the whole DC comics universe movies are appealing to me.
Now
after the newer ones, because I saw, I mean, Aquaman trailer looks pretty good. Wonder Woman trailer looks pretty good.
I haven't seen a trailer for Aquaman.
Maybe what was it? Justice League is what I'm talking about.
Is there a trailer for it?
There was like a teaser, I think. And
so
like,
Flash
he's in it.
And
yeah.
Aquaman
and the Flash
and
looks
Aquaman
pretty good.
Is Khal Drago.
Yes. So. So Justice League actually does look like it's going to be pretty good. So
Wonder Woman's awesome in the Batman. Like it's worth it.
Yeah,
you should see it. Just
I'm sure cool. I will at some point.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
Once you have 3 days to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was like the night of this year.
Oh yeah,
which
I didn't watch.
I watched it and it was really good.
That was HBO too, wasn't
that was
it?
HBO,
with
John Turturro.
John Turturro.
And it was good. It was great. Like, he was fantastic in it.
Man.
I just watched end of the year, and this is like end of the year moving into the new year, the OA.
I don't know what that is.
That's the new one on Netflix.
The OA.
And so it is similar-ish to Stranger Things in a way.
Got it. Oh, Stranger Things. That happened this
Stranger
year.
Stranger Things was this year.
That
yeah.
Was awesome.
Yeah. And that was huge.
Yeah.
Making a Murder must have been last year.
That
right?
was this year.
Was that this year too?
Has to have been.
I'm not 100% sure.
No, maybe it was last year.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Stranger Things was this year, and that was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
The OA is starting to become a bigger thing.
What is it?
It's 8 episodes long.
The OA.
Yeah. So it's the story of a girl who disappears.
Okay.
For like 8 or 9 years.
Got it.
She's blind when she disappears, but then she kind of reappears.
Okay.
And
just shows up.
Shows up. And
is she the same age and everyone
nope.
else is older?
No. Nope.
Okay.
She's old. She's
Got
aged.
It.
She's aged.
8 years yes. has gone by.
And but she has her sight back. And
interesting.
And then there's a storyline involved.
Like finding out what happened, basically.
Right.
Nice.
Yep. And it's good. Yeah. It's interesting storytelling. Interesting.
Dig it.
So that's worth seeing for sure.
Yeah. Force Awakens came out Christmas of last year.
Did you go see that?
Force Awakens?
No. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
That came out Christmas of last year.
That was the last
correct.
Christmas, right.
And then Rogue One just came out, and
right.
I haven't seen it
oh,
yet.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I'm supposed to go. We were supposed to go see it, and then
like
I worked.
Before Christmas or something.
Yeah, we were supposed to, because we've been doing this thing where we go to the drive-in, and we were supposed to go, but then I worked for like 14 and a half hours, and so I got off too late.
It's understandable.
And so then we didn't go. And then the next time that we were able to go was like the day after Christmas, but we were still recouping and everything, so we didn't go then. So we're going to go. I just haven't gone yet.
So did you get like fat hours like over the month?
Well, see, and that's a blessing and a tragedy of 2016 is that A, I stopped working at SeaWorld, but I got a sweet new gig at the post office. Which is both sad and awesome because I do like my job. I just worked like a freaking beast over Christmas.
You do like your job as a mail guy.
I do.
Good.
I do enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy it a lot more now that I'm not gonna work for 15 hours a day.
Right.
But man, those Christmas days were rough, dude. Those Amazon days when you had like 200 packages in your car and then you go and do them all and then the sun goes down, you go back to the office and they're like, "We have 25 more for you." You're like, "Son of a bitch."
Huh.
Oh man, those were rough.
That's cool, but cha-ching.
But, yeah,
on your ninth hour, it's overtime.
Oh yeah, yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep. And that was a lot. So that's why we were able to buy so many people Christmas presents. And that
right
was
on.
See, and that's the thing. I said at the beginning, like I scored fat this Christmas, which for me, like that's super rare and random, so like I'm super giddy about it. But for me, like I love giving people presents. Like it's my favorite thing ever. Like that. Like I was walking through Barnes & Noble and I was like, ooh, BJ probably liked that. So I just bought it.
I do like it.
So I was like, even if you never look at it, or if you just look at it once, like whatever. Like I saw it and I bought it.
It's just around and you pick it up every so often and then you like flip through it. So Jared got me this very nice hardcover kind of Prince
it's
biography
like a coffee
book.
Coffee table book. Is
yeah,
what...
coffee table book with lots of big, fancy, lots of fantastic pictures.
Yeah.
And just pretty much tells a story about Prince. It's called Prince, A Life in Photographs, Chapter and Verse, and a nice purple cover. And it's just chock full of...
It's just cool pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Throughout Prince's career. So.
And so I just... So I was thankful that I had a bunch of money from working 12 and a half hour days because... I just kept buying people stuff. And like, it was a lot of it was for the kids. And it was just like, oh, let's buy this. And like, my nephew, who's three, is really big into the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And every episode, they need the Mouse tools. Mickey needs his tools to like solve something. And so there's a whole like song and dance about like getting the tools. So we got him the whole tool set. It's like 50 something tools.
Oh, wow.
And then we bought him a toolbox to put all his tools in. And then on Christmas morning, he like opened it up and would not, like he put on the safety goggles and had like this little drill, and he would like that all day. That's what he was wearing, his safety goggles and playing with his drill all day. So I was just like,
score.
We bought him the best gift. Yeah. We bought him the favorite one. Like it's not a competition at all, but I win Christmas.
No.
I win Christmas a lot.
You won Christmas. Definitely won Christmas at our house, in our group. He did very right by everybody.
Yeah,
and
like I said, in no way, shape, or form is it a competition.
Right.
But when I can buy something for anybody, it could be for anybody, and they're just like, yes, like this is great. Like my brother won for my sister-in-law. My brother and sister-in-law are vegan vegetarian, and she's very big into like horticulture and stuff and plants and everything. And he's very big into my brother, not her husband, is very big into like landscaping his house and like cactuses and succulents and stuff. And he made her this like planter with like a bunch of rare ones that he has. And like she just was like, whoa. This is so cool.
Cool.
Like I was like, that was a good, thoughtful thing that you did.
It's good present giving.
Yeah, that's great. And I gave her an encyclopedia of like flora and fauna in the area. I was like, dang it. I thought mine was good.
That's funny. You know, we. So last night, Andrea works late.
Yeah.
And I'm done early. So I'm excited because I've been wanting to get poke. Like they have poke restaurant up by my house, and I've had it a couple times, and I'm a big fan.
Oh yeah.
And Andrea's not a fan, and so she never doesn't really want to get it too often when we're going to go get something. And then like I went out to lunch with Shay, who's been on the show a few times.
Shay Standifer.
And we were going to go there, but instead we went to our standby sushi place.
Okay.
Instead. But so I'm all excited. Like, ooh, I'm going to go get poke.
Right.
I go park, go home, start walking up to poke, run into Jeremiah, my neighbor from Ireland.
Nice.
I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to
get some poke.
You want to come with me? So we go for a walk. We go up there. And it's nice because, like, you run into a friend who's your neighbor, and you go for a walk together, and you walk up, and it was nice. And while we're in line, we have these other two neighbors who get in line behind us, who are these biologists who live on this island, like not Catalina, but they go out and they study these wild foxes as their job, and it's really cool.
That is cool,
and they're really cool, smart guys.
Yeah,
and they're a gay couple that like go back and they work at the same place, and one leaves and the other one comes back. So they have this weird relationship.
Yeah.
But anyway, they just got back from Africa together.
That's awesome.
And we're telling the story, and we're just all just kind of hanging out, and we're talking about our Christmas party, our neighborhood Christmas party, which was a fantastic event that our friend Rob put up. This is a highlight. This is one of the highlights of the season.
Nice.
I always go on about my neighbors and how much fun we have with this group of friends, and Rob put up this 20 by 20 tent.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we all did because it took several hands.
That's pretty big.
It was some work.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of like, well, why don't we just put up the tent? We'll just leave the walls off. And Rob's getting like a little frustrated.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
We're putting the whole thing
up. Yeah. He's like, because he had a vision and no one saw his vision. But he had this vision of on the big giant wall. Which is big.
Yeah.
You
could put like a projection or
something. He projected snow falling.
Nice.
Like on the wall. And then he had this other smaller projector projecting on the opposite wall. We projected a fireplace. And then we strung lights all over the place and put tables in there. And we had this fantastic dinner.
That's so cool.
It was the, and it started, and it rained.
Oh, yeah.
It stormed that night like crazy on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
And that was
it hailed on me while I was.
The hail came a different day, but it was a big rainstorm that night.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're inside this tent. Mostly dry. Actually, it rained so much it started to seep on the inside.
But underneath, yeah.
But we're protected mainly from the elements. And I was like, I can't even believe that somebody had the foresight to put up a huge tent that we could party in and stay out of the elements, even though like we didn't even think that the elements were going to be an issue.
Yeah, they never are. Yeah.
But anyway, so I made my fruit pizza.
Oh yeah.
And my fruit pizza is legendary. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's super good. So it was, and so me and Jeremiah were tasked with desserts.
Right.
And so. I was like, cool, I'll make my fruit pizza. And Jeremiah's like, I'll make my famous, chocolate rice crispy crumble thing, and it was really good. He's telling the guys who went to Africa, he's like, well, I didn't know BJ was gonna make this freaking thing. I was all proud of my Rice Krispies. I was like, dude, it's not yours. It was really good.
Right.
Like,
it's not a competition.
They went,
but I win.
Yeah. Everyone's just going, oh, have you had this pizza?
Yeah.
Have you had this pizza? You know. So it was really funny.
That's
like,
fantastic.
I felt like, sorry, Jeremiah, I didn't mean it for it to be outshine your thing.
Sometimes that's
we need to
how
have
it goes.
Him on. I want to do like this little international episode sometime.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people.
We do.
Yeah.
We know so many people.
How long have we been going?
Probably long enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably long enough.
That was a good recap, I think.
Yeah. So one of the things before we go further. So like Prince dying, was like, this sucks balls, but at the same time, it's like, all right, there was a lot of good that came out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm still searching for that, and I will be... for this election, but I'm sure that that's going to be the case in some capacity.
Yeah, something will
come out of it good. But one of the tragedies was at SeaWorld, a whole nother slew of layoffs.
A whole mess of people.
Which claimed our main man, Todd Leroux.
This is true.
Swallowed
him up.
Sucked him right up in it.
Yeah.
So Todd Leroux is, we're working on some stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about some things, but if you need audio engineer, if you need a musician, if you need
Todd Leroux
skilled
is
audio guy,
and the guy is phenomenal.
He does fantastic work.
And if you haven't seen him play guitar, then
you really haven't lived yet.
It's true. Like it's
then
crazy.
You need to come out this Saturday on the 7th
yeah.
to the Blarney Stone because BJ and Todd are playing.
Is it just standard BJ and Todd? Or do you guys have?
It's just standard. We're not gonna bring in the horns for this thing. But I think what we'll do is probably talk to the horns, get some stuff going, and then maybe do a little preview at Festivus.
Ooh, when is that? That's coming up soon.
The 28th. So it's like the end of January. I may have to double check that date, but we'll probably hype it a little bit. Also, Beth Accomando sent a message.
Oh, okay.
And her and Miguel have a John Carpenter Fest thing happening on January 22nd or so.
Nice.
And so they would like to come on and talk about that.
Sure. There's no donuts.
The donuts never made the air, luckily.
No, they did not.
It's great listening. It's really
just
good.
Eat a donut in
the mic. But anyway, Beth and Miguel are both
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And also just good resources, just good to have. I want to sit down, hopefully, with Beth and just, Beth, hold my hand and talk me through some stuff here. And
for sure.
And just help me out. She's just smart and capable and great.
Yep.
So, but anyway, so we got that coming up. Laura Boland's coming up.
Yeah.
At some point. Matt Davis is coming up too.
Oh, Matt Patrick Davis.
In January.
That's going to be exciting.
And then maybe we get his brother on too.
Brad.
Yeah.
Matt and
like
Brad.
Maybe, I don't know if on the same episode. I think they're both, they both really warrant their own
It's true.
Episode.
They're both very smart.
And we could tie them together. And good super
stuff.
Talented.
And super talented. There's a lot of stuff. Oh, that reminds me, dude, I went to that stupid Eric Idle show this year. Stupid. That awesome Eric Idle show.
That's another bonus
That's
this
a
year.
Super bonus. Yeah, anyway.
We're gonna find all the fucking best like silver linings of this.
There was a lot of them. There was a lot
cloudy
of them.
Ass
it just was it,
shit year.
It was just overshadowed by everyone dying. It was crazy. But that's about it for this year. I know we harped on the negative a lot, but that's kind of how this year's been. So you know what?
Enough
with the negatives.
Yeah.
The ball dropped. As you guys are listening to this, it hasn't happened for us yet, but it's about to. So the ball dropped. You know, it's dumb and it's cliche, but
so,
look forward to the new year, you know? Like,
so, you know, all right, I'm going to
out
go
with the old, in with the new.
Another tangent for us. Remember how we've talked about before about how imagine, you know, that we're going to, this life's binge is going to grow.
Oh, we're going to be huge.
And then, and, you know, in 1,000 years, there's going to be a religion based on.
Yeah.
Life's
for
been because
sure.
they're gonna find these these recordings, you know, and then like according to BJ and according to Jared, you know, they're gonna put a whole religion based on it
for sure.
So that we release this episode, but the world ends on the
oh right
on January 1st.
Yeah,
and so there's like oh there's like this like recording of this like optimism of
the ball
like,
dropped. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? Like, 2017 is gonna happen. They're like what? Those fools never knew that like, they only had 2 days left.
The bomb
in existence.
Was gonna drop.
Yep,
right.
Yep. So
hey,
let's hope
it,
not.
If it does drop and the world does end when the ball drops, then you know what. Whatever. I'm going out with a smile on my face.
It was a good run. It was a good run.
That's right.
Damn good run.
Yeah. But anywho, it is dumb and it is cliche, but on to the next year. Nothing but good coming in this year.
That's what I say too, man.
Positive vibes.
I'm very excited about this.
Send it out there, 2017.
I'm excited.
Lucky number seven.
For our
and hey, the Giants can't win, so it's all good for everybody.
Let's do it again, Cubs, or go Mariners, you know.
Yeah. So, the Cubs will probably do it again. Those they're so young and
good.
It, like woof.
And good.
That's gonna be they're gonna be tough for a
yeah.
while.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Anyway, yeah, that's about it for this whole one.
But this solo produced
it was
episode,
yeah,
not part of any network right now,
that's
but
right.
That's all right.
It's coming up though, and it really is gonna be big things, like for real. This time, I think
it will be.
I really think so.
And oh, and 2016 added our first volunteer staff person for
oh yeah,
Life's a Binge.
That is true.
Maybe not our last.
Maybe
and then
not.
And hopefully in 2017 we're going to get game plans to actually utilize
our people,
you know,
and
yeah.
our PR person. She yeah. will actually do a lot more than she does. But you know what? I do so much appreciate the fact that she takes notes and like gives us hashtags that we could use and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's like. Because I forget what I talk about as soon as I stop talking.
Yes. So. I've listened, yeah, me. Oh, dude. And me? So. I forget while I'm talking.
So thanks, Jess, for
thank
doing
Jessica.
All that stuff.
Jessica
you
Jansen.
You are a superstar. Oh, she's coming. She's going to be a guest, and we're going to talk about Friends, and you're going to have to deal with it.
Because
she wants to.
I'm not anti-Friends.
I know.
I'm just.
But she's going to be here. She's going to be a guest. That's what she wants to talk about. We haven't done it yet. We sort of did on this Tim one, but not really. But anywho, it's going to be good.
That Tim one was great.
It was.
It was fantastic.
I just wish you could hear you because you had some money stuff in there. But
you could hear it, though.
Yeah.
You
was,
could hear it.
It wasn't terrible.
You could hear it. But Tim, you and Tim are killing it. So,
yeah.
So, like, it's a joy to listen to.
It was
so.
Fun. And that was 50 ago. Not
yeah.
really. It was like 35 ago.
It was
ago,
a long time ago.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
crazy.
Back in March or something.
We've been doing this forever. And that's the thing. Like, everyone in the little podcast world is like, well, maybe I'll try and get one out once a month. Maybe I could do better with my consistency. I know I haven't done one in like 3 months, but like maybe I could do it. I'm like, bitches. We put one out once a week. We haven't missed one.
All right.
We freaking rock. Anyway, we do rock.
I agree.
You're the man, dude. This is a lot of fun. Anyway, we need to stop talking because it's gone on forever. But this has been Life's Binge for 2016. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Thanks for listening to a Modern Profession podcast. For more podcasts you might like and information on live shows or how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at A Modern Profession or on Twitter at A Modern Pro. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
This episode of Life's a Binge has been brought to you by Life's a Binge.
Check out Life's a Binge.
For more podcasts that you might enjoy, check out lifesabinge.com.